91.5 WMFO in Medford, Mass. Welcome, everybody. It's the 20th. We're joined by my friends, Oliver Marsden, Rachel Paris, coming straight out of Tufts and MIT. I'm going to put you on the mic. Good morning, guys.
What's up, mate? This is honestly incredible. Fantastic. I've never been on air before, but I must say that December 20th is the way to start out with 5 days out of Christmas on the last night of Hanukkah. It's just absolutely beautiful.
It's a perfect day. I couldn't agree more.
It really is.
Rachel, how you doing?
Good morning, everyone.
Are you guys both doing this, shtick?
No. Oh. I'm not. Sorry
okay.
about that.
No, you're fine.
It's just infectious, you know. Plus, yeah. We're on air, so I'm a little nervous, not going to lie.
You don't have to.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, you don't have to worry.
She's sweating profusely, let me tell you. I can smell it from here. It's honestly just, wow. The smell of BO is absolutely overcoming at this point.
We don't have a lot planned today.
Well, I do. I have a lot
planned. Oliver has a lot planned.
I have a final to take. Oh, you meant on air.
I meant on air. You have a final to take.
I do have a final to take. It's my last one, and then I'm heading home to Phoenix, Arizona. We're actually all from out of state. Isn't that right, Will?
That's right.
Rachel, where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Nice segue.
Also known as the Mitten State. We have Great Lakes. E Pluribus Unum is our state motto. Is that any other question?
On a coin? I feel like that's on a coin somewhere.
It's on a flag.
Oh, right.
That's for sure. I'm really liking this ambient music, Will.
Yeah, it'll go away soon.
Great selection.
Does this remind you of home? The Mitten State?
Yes. Wait, what? Me?
I was talking to her.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it has like a nature-y feel.
No, being from Detroit as I am, this does not remind me of home at all. But...
What would remind you of home? A little Eminem.
Eminem, for sure. He came out with a new record.
New album.
Album.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Really?
It's trash. Yeah.
Wonderful.
No,
it's
but
not good.
Come on, the one song with Ed Sheeran, you really don't like that one? Come on.
How can you hate anything with
my
Ed Sheeran
inner
on
white
it?
Girl?
Okay, that's fair.
Right.
But the album isn't great.
You know,
especially coming out the same day as Saturation 3.
That's not what I was just going to say.
Yeah, not.
Can
not
you that. Educate me about Saturation 3, please?
You go. Yeah, well, the actual album is fantastic. You see, it's the third album in the Saturation trilogy. Brockhampton have really pulled out all the stops here. The 15 song album already has a lot of critical acclaim. The first song is the only single they released from the album, I believe, Boogie, which was absolutely just a jammer. We might play that for you later on today here at WMFO Medford. But the other songs on the album really do come together as a nice sort of end to this trilogy. You really feel as though you've come full circle from where they started. And Will, if I'm correct, it will be a new album in 2018, Team Effort by Brockhampton. Is that right?
Yeah. The real specialty of Brockhampton comes in the fact
that... He's working hard, doing a lot.
Well, Brockhampton's a boy band.
Oh, there. Shoot, sorry.
The real specialty of them... the real specialty is that they've put out 3 studio albums in half a year.
It's honestly incredible.
It's amazing. Over 50 songs, 2.5 hours. That's the part that's amazing.
Inspiring.
Yeah. And it's all good.
Oh.
The idea, like, you know, saturate... The market saturation.
Oh, very well chosen. So, have you guys bought your tickets to his concert yet? Right.
We should. We should.
We honestly should. Yeah. They're coming here in February. For everyone who doesn't know,
Rachel, that's a big. Hey, they're coming here soon. We need tickets.
Oh, is
we're winking. We're winking. You can't see that on air, but that's definitely a wink, wink, wink. To get, quote, his tickets? Is that right, Rachel?
No, she could just buy both of ours.
Is that right? Oh, right.
You can come. You should come.
To Brockhampton.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe, I think I will.
Right, we'll just buy our own tickets. And, you know, if you want to come, you can, but we'll leave that up to you.
What else have we got? Have we got any other new music out? Will, I'm trying to think about what
else there was a whole ton of albums released the same day. Pharrell Williams dropped one. I haven't listened to it yet. But there's a Kendrick feature on it.
Oh, nice.
Looks like it's doing okay. It was like one spot of saturation, but we all know that that's not true.
We all know that's not true. We've got some nice stuff lined up today. We've got some records on the wall that we might be pulling down a little bit later on.
What are you guys doing for today? Well, like, what else is in your day today?
I'm flying home for Christmas break, which is exciting. This is the last thing I do before I go. So this is really monumental.
What time do you leave?
4 p.m.
Oh, okay.
But I've packed, so that's good.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Incredible. How long did that packing process take you? You know, for
all
me, it always I really have to do a few rounds around the room. I've got to think about what I want to take, what I don't want to take. And isn't it right? You're actually going to be leaving the country in January, so you have a lot to plan when you're packing. Is that right?
Yes, but I'll be going to Australia, which is they will be in the summer in January, and so really I don't have to bring much clothing because it'll be very hot there. So
all right. Well,
good.
What plans do you have for Down Under?
I'm sorry.
What are your plans for Down Under? Are you going to go in the outback or what?
Yes. I'll be visiting Sydney, flying into Sydney, seeing and hitting up Brisbane.
You mean Brisbane?
You're right. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Brisbane.
Sydney, Brisbane, Osborne. It's the trio.
So, right, where do you go from Brisbane?
hitting up Cairns for the Great Barrier Reef. I will be doing some swimming with.
I've heard it's pretty small in person, the Great Barrier Reef. I've heard it's a bit of a misnomer. Great. No, it's actually I've heard you could look down on it and think you just missed it. Honestly, because it's just so small.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
I don't think so. It's the Great Barrier Reef, mate.
Well, maybe if people touch it, right, that kills the coral, so.
Yeah.
Is this
the Great Barrier Reef is dead. Don't laugh. It's actually, what are you laughing
at? It's dying.
No, it's pronounced dead.
Is this our PSA?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Look it up.
No, that was a big...
All right.
Will, that was a big farce, I'm sorry to say. People said that because it was... that there was 60% coral reduction in some areas that it was dead, but that's actually just not true. It is the largest living coral body on the planet. It is absolutely...
Hence
I'm getting some mixed headlines. Great Barrier Reef pronounced dead in 2016.
Who wrote that?
Express.UK.
Probably fake news. Probably.
And then the BBC say
we
it.
Have
if
large
BBC
sections...
BBC has not said it, I don't believe it.
Large sections of Australia's Great Barrier Reef are not dead. That's probably more accurate. Just some parts. That's the New York Times.
Okay.
CNN, the Great Barrier Reef is not actually dead.
I love CNN. Praise be CNN.
That seems extremely biased, honestly.
We try to keep political affiliations.
This is real news, not fake news. Thank you, Rachel. I would just like to say.
And then there's an NPR article that has no...
What does NPR say? I also
while
trust
coral
NPR.
Reefs die along the Great Barrier Reef, humans struggle to adjust. That's probably true.
Humans struggle to adjust?
It's NPR.
That's
probably
a little foolish.
It's probably close to right. Right?
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? All I know is that you are probably going to be there at the Great Barrier Reef and loving life. That just sounds absolutely fantastic. Are you planning on scuba diving down there? Are you going to take a boat tour? What's the plan there?
Yes. We are going to do some beginner introductory scuba dives since I am not a licensed scuba diver, but I'm very excited.
Have you ever scuba dived before?
Never in my life.
If you're listening now and you've scuba dived and you want to give Rachel some tips and tricks to not dying out there, please call in. You can find our phone number at WMFO Medford. We would love to hear your calls and chat with you on air about how to best avoid Rachel losing her life out there down in Australia, down under.
I heard it's a dangerous place.
My mom actually sent me this Apple... news article the other morning that talked about a teenage girl who survived a shark attack off the coast of Australia. So at
good
least
for her.
She survived.
Right? Yeah. I just did a report on sharks, as you might know, Oliver.
I do.
I wrote an essay on Sharknado in my film class. That's right. I found out a lot about
Sharknado
sharks.
Sharknado 1, 2, 3, or 4.
I mostly talked about the first one, but I referenced all of them.
Okay.
Just for those listeners who don't know what Sharknado is...
Get hit with the program.
Get hit with the program, please. We won't be providing a synopsis. No, I'm joking. It's basically a just disaster movie in which sharks fly around in a tornado going absolutely haywire. It really is known as a terrible, terrible movie.
That's not true.
You think it's terrible. It has an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't believe that.
Mind-blowing. All right. Well, we'll just have to...
Oliver, have you ever seen Sharknado?
I have seen part of it.
Oh,
Sharknado.
Oh, all
right. So you can't even give us a fair judgment. 82% Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Right there.
Wow.
Sharknado, I learned a lot about sharks.
Okay.
There were only 8 deaths from sharks last year. That's less than coconuts. That's less than lightning bolts.
Dangerous coconuts.
In fact, there were only about 50 unprovoked shark attacks.
50?
About 50. Sharks are incredibly safe.
Whereas unprovoked coconut attacks, on the other hand, just through the roof. Through the roof.
Vending machines are also incredibly dangerous relative to sharks.
I think that's because people misuse vending machines.
People also misuse coconuts, but...
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
How would one misuse a coconut, Will? The husk just too rough.
That's where I'm getting at. Yeah.
Right.
You got that right.
Well, I must say, I do hate coconut milk. So any deaths that would be caused by coconuts, I fully support the war against coconuts, actually. I must say that
the coconut milk is a very, it's an acquired taste. If you have any comments about that, you can definitely call into WMFO Medford about
please.
About coconut milk. It really is one of the worst substances.
Please call in.
Absolutely.
We want some conversation.
Have you ever had an Almond Joy, though?
I have had an Almond Joy before, but Rachel, if I'm correct in thinking that it contains no coconut milk, that actually has
but it has
coconut flesh. It has coconut flesh in it, which
is also good and also
which is delectable.
Part of the coconut. So if you exterminate the coconuts, you also lose the coconut flesh.
I would be willing.
Yeah,
I would be willing.
Oh, actually, hold on.
I don't
we
think
lose
that's...
Samoa Girl Scout cookies.
I rescind my declaration of war. That is the Samoa. The Samoa really is a unique cookie, isn't it, Will?
I love it.
Why do you like? Why is it so good?
I don't know. It's not even coconutty.
It's not.
That's the best part is that because it's not coconutty and it's just a crunchy chocolatey cookie. Well, caramel. That's what does it.
It's not the caramel. It's the caramel.
Is it the caramel?
I agree.
It's the caramel. That's right.
It's honestly
on the topic.
It is an absolutely special cookie.
If you've ever opened a box of Samoas and not eaten seven off the bat,
what are you doing? You're doing something wrong.
You are doing something wrong.
Oh, I should have gotten some when the Girl Scouts came by.
So true. We could have done
an
ASMR bit.
Where? When?
They came by the campus center. For anyone that's not aware, so everyone. Rachel's from MIT.
Yep, that's
call in now
true.
If you have any hateful comments that you'd like to say about the Beavers, MIT, or just Cambridge residents in general.
The Logs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel, have you seen the Tufts meme with the student who got into MIT but was visiting
Tufts?
Yes,
I have. Okay. I was shown that. That was incredible.
That's a good meme.
Very, absolutely
fantastic.
So the Girl Scouts came by the campus center.
Yeah,
selling
and they
their
sold
cookies.
Girl Scout cookies.
And you were able to refuse them.
We just didn't go. We should have gone. Did you go?
Okay. I walked by many times.
See?
See, the issue is
I
don't carry cash anymore. I really don't. And I probably should. Because the amount
the Girl
of times...
Girl Scouts don't take Venmo?
They do not. They do not. The Girl
yeah, they
Scouts
need to
of
step
America,
up their business, model. Yeah. I heard the Boy Scouts are getting Venmo for
Stop.
Popcorn. What?
Not funny.
Were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Cub Scout.
I was a Boy Scout.
What's the difference?
We never sold popcorn or anything like that. We sold Christmas wreaths. Because in Phoenix, there are a shortage of wreaths in the area for obvious reasons. People can't hang saguaros, cacti up on the actual doors, so we have to import many of our wreaths from afar. So in Arizona, right, it is very common to get your wreaths from a Boy Scout supplier, a dealer. One might say
he's just having so much fun with this.
It's incredible. It honestly is incredible. Yeah. I was the third person in my troop for
the
2 years
person?
Running. The third person, excuse me, in the hierarchy of selling reeds.
Oh, okay.
I sold 120 my last year.
Doubt that.
It was
so the difference
year.
Between Cub and Boy Scout.
Yes, please.
Cub Scouts are for children, and then once you become a certain age,
you're a Boy Scout.
You're a Boy
and
Scout.
Then at a certain point, you become an Eagle Scout.
Well, no, there's rankings within Boy Scouts.
Oh,
so Eagle Scout is a ranking.
Oh, what was your ranking?
So the ranks actually go, if I remember correctly, Tenderfoot, second class.
Nope.
Excuse me, in Boy Scouts.
Yeah, no, yes. This is not. In Boy Scouts?
Yes.
Pretty sure it doesn't start off with Tenderfoot.
It does start off with Tenderfoot, actually. You can look that one up. Tenderfoot, second class, first class, Star, Life, Eagle. Those are the rankings. I was actually at Life Scout. And
you were not an Eagle Scout.
No, I was much too lazy to become an Eagle. You see, to become an Eagle, you actually have to jump off a cliff and fly.
That's not true.
That's very difficult.
He's right.
That's not true about the Eagle thing.
You do have to fly to be an Eagle.
I had a neighbor growing up.
He is right. It is Tenderfoot, second class, first class.
Okay, I don't doubt that.
And it is Star, Life, Eagle.
And then you could get eagle palms. Eagle palms, but what does that mean? So once you've gotten your eagle, for people who are especially excited about Boy Scouts, once you've gotten your eagle, you aren't necessarily done. You can actually move forward and do more community service, get more merit badges and actually be able to receive a metallic gold palm frond, PALM frond, and you can pin those onto your uniform, and that denotes a hierarchy within the actual Eagle class. Okay. So that's how you can continue to advance through the ranks even when you've reached the maximum ranking in the Boy Scouts of America.
Ranking for Cub Scouts goes Bobcat, Tiger Cub, Wolf, Bear, Wolf, Bear, Webelos, and Arrow of Light.
Oh, Webelos.
And I remember Arrow of Light is the last one.
That's, Arrow of Light.
Yeah. It makes sense. That's a linear progression. Bobcat, Cub, Wolf, Bear, Webelos, and Arrow of Light.
Is that linear? I don't know if you can really classify.
I think it's right.
Full. I don't even know what the word is, but thank you. That's all I have to say.
We were talking about new albums earlier. There's also some new things out. Mostly the new Star Wars.
Oh, I was.
Have you seen it, Oliver?
I was very excited to talk about this.
Have you seen it,
Will?
I have.
I told you that. Night. Oh my gosh! All right.
Yeah.
What did you think? About
it was them. A great movie.
It was a great movie. I agree.
Entertaining. Should we share was it good spoilers? As a standalone?
It was good as a standalone.
Can we share spoilers on air? Is that a good idea?
We can, but Oliver's right there.
I would not appreciate that.
Spoilers.
Look,
though.
We don't need any spoilers. I actually invited along a guest. Oh, we can see him knocking at the door. Come on in. Oh my God! It's
oh wow! This is incredible.
It's Chewbacca.
Hey, Chewie, how you doing?
Oh no, it's not working. Oh wait, hold on.
What do you mean? It's not.
Wait, Chewbacca. He's not saying. Chewbacca, what's up? Hold on.
He's struggling to fit through the doorway. We're trying to get him in.
He can't quite get to a microphone.
You know, while he's coming in, I would like to say that I just saw The Disaster Artist in theaters. It was absolutely fantastic. For those of you who don't know, that's about the making and filming of the worst movie known to mankind, The Room. So it is a based on a true story film. It really talks about how this terrible, absolutely terrible flick was created, written, filmed, and it's honestly incredible. Chewie, do you have
Chewie,
anything,
you doing
do you have
okay?
To
Are you
talk
coming
about
in?
That new movie?
Oh, there we go, Chewie. Oh, what's up? Welcome to the show, Chewie. Before we talk about Star Wars, how do you feel about The Room?
Chewie, in English, please. None of us speak Spanish. Just come on. No more Spanish.
I mean, when it comes to The Room, I think he's trying to get at that. He doesn't really like The Room, but what do you think about the new Disaster Artist?
He definitely
that much better.
Still sounds like a whale to me.
Agree with you, Chewie.
Thank you for using English. Don't disrespect him like that, Rachel, really.
Sorry.
He's traveled many miles from a galaxy far, far away. He doesn't want to put up with this stuff.
You've not even seen the new Star Wars.
That's true.
Chewie, your role in the new movie, you're kind of like a babysitter. You're taking care of Rey. You're flying the Falcon, all right? You're driving the car to the soccer game.
I thought
games.
We said no spoilers.
Oh, oh no. Chewie, what do you think about the new Star Wars and your role in it?
For those of you who don't speak Wookiee, Will Wilson will be glad to translate.
Okay.
Go ahead and, tell the viewers.
It's all right.
Yeah.
He's enjoying his
really,
time.
All of that really just boiled down to it's all right. That was a lot of
isn't
talking.
It, Chewie, is that not, what I said? Message. Is that right? Yeah. See?
So Chewie, I have a question. In the movie, this is not a major spoiler, just a baby one, but there's one of those
nodding. He's going with it. Okay.
There's one of those little fluffy peep things that you originally kill and cook one and eat it, and then while you're eating it, there's this other really cute one. I don't know what they're called. Will, if you have any idea.
The small teddy bear-like?
We'll just call them penguins.
Yeah, the fluffy penguins. Perfect.
I think that is the name, actually, if yeah, I remember I correctly. I
technical name, species, penguin. So you actually take one of them with you on the ship. Is that right? Oh, okay. And then that's your new best friend. Is that what you're telling me? Very, very cool. Yeah, I was a little obsessed with that guy watching the flick. I don't know, Will, if you have anything to say about that.
They were cute, but they don't want to take the spotlight. Isn't that right, Chewy? Yeah, we get it. Chewy, thank you for coming in. We'll have to have you on the show.
A real honor.
We'll have to have you on the show another time, all right? Thanks for stopping in, Chewy. Mm. We'll see you next time. Love him. Love him. He's such a great guy.
Have you had him on the air here before?
First time.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring him in another time.
What a guy.
What a classic bloke. I must say, when I met him in 96, he was a lot younger. He seemed a lot younger. he was a lot more...
Oliver.
Really?
You were not alive in
96. So it was just absolutely an incredible experience.
Two things.
Really.
He wasn't alive, and obviously he was younger. That was almost 20 years ago.
He had absolutely no gray hair at that point, which was really something special to be able to see him sort of in his prime.
You saw Chewbacca in 96?
Yes. You see, Wookiees have a lifespan of about 200 years. Is that right?
Yeah, but what about your lifespan?
My lifespan is I may have technically been born in 1998, but...
Technically. But 98,
that's
years,
when I was born.
That doesn't
are we the right. same, are we the same age?
Imagine that.
98, huh? What month?
1998.
Like April?
I was born in January of 1998.
His birthday's soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big birthday boy coming up. How are you going to celebrate your birthday? What day is it? What day is it first? Well, and then...
January 23rd.
It is January 23rd.
How do you celebrate post-Christmas?
Yeah, I was going to say, can I combine your gifts? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's too far apart.
My birthday is just barely too far apart. I have had people ask me if they can lump them together, to which I give them a resounding no.
Just spend
half the money on Christmas, half the money on...
So $2 on Christmas, $2 on the birthday.
Instead of getting like four pieces of candy, get them one.
That's right, spread it out. I respect that.
You know what, if we have any people listening in who would like to call in and wish me an actual happy birthday instead of taunting me with pieces of candy, please call. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford. We are awake, barely, and absolutely thriving at this balmy hour of 5:25 a.m. on December 20th.
Barely. I think we're thriving.
I think we are thriving. We're no longer surviving. That was about an hour ago when I rolled out of bed and realized it was 40 degrees out, which my tiny...
That's phenomenal.
Arizona self could not handle.
40 degrees is great. The weather is beautiful this morning. The fact that it's not in the 30s or 20s
is
sick.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
Honestly, a miracle. Fantastic way to have a last full time in Boston. Just one. What a beautiful time. Rachel, actually, we walked home last night all the way from MIT. Isn't that right? We took a long gander back, and it was actually a long walk, but it was absolutely wonderful out.
Yeah, it was glorious. It was just raining. Once in a while I would feel a little drop on my head, which was refreshing.
Refreshing, interesting.
Nice.
It's 5:25.
Yes.
I think we're going to cut it to some music. We'll be back after some Beyonce and a little something else. This is 91.5 WFM Medford.
All the way from here. Can't you see the glare? full of animal jewels. All the rules that you choose to use to get loose. With the luminance moves. Bored of these limits, let me get it like wow. It's like right now. It's like wow. It's like right now.
Wow, 91.5 WFM Medford. Up next, a little PSA.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
It could be hiding in a closet.
Or waiting in the basement.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Look, using a ladder might seem easy.
But misusing one is even easier.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
91.5. We're joined by Oliver Marsden and Rachel Paris. Thank you for reading that wonderful PSA on ladder safety. Be safe on ladders.
You know, my father, very, very, very afraid of heights. He really does take his ladder safety very seriously. I have to hold his ladder down every time he goes up higher than the second step. He really is very safety conscious to the point where it might seem a little bit strange.
Might as well be wearing a helmet.
You might as well be.
Honestly.
I've heard that exact saying before. If you're on a ladder, you may as well be wearing a helmet, Will Wilson.
Should be. It's more dangerous than... I was going to say riding a motorcycle, but it's probably not.
No, I would believe that. I would believe that, actually. More dangerous than riding motorcycles sounds about right. That's the level of danger we're talking about here with ladders, with everyday household items like ladders.
Interesting.
So, actually, in my basement, my dad was doing some remodeling work and was stepping from one ladder to another. And in making very dangerous and highly troublesome move, he actually slipped, fell, sliced the skin off of three of his fingers on a metal like support beam. And then,
not good.
And then we went to the
You know what ladders are really scary are the ones that they use in libraries, the tall ones that roll.
Don't even talk about those. Seriously, don't even joke about that. That really gives me the heebie-jeebies. Those
might trigger someone. Yeah,
in the libraries.
I'll be careful.
They are ferocious.
Let me run you through the track list because I haven't done that yet.
Great.
Before the show began, we played "Bleach" by Brockhampton and "Blood on Me" by Sampha. Then, during this intermission, we also played "Big Brown Eyes" by Benny Sings. And then, over the intermission, we played "Love on Top" by the Bee, the Queen, Beyonce, "Hip to Be Square" by Huey Lewis in the News, and "Wow" by Beck, a request from Rachel.
Great, Huey Lewis in the News. You really don't hear much about them anymore, do you?
No.
Just fantastic band. Really, really wrapped up what I thought was a fantastic era of music.
I only know about them because of American Psycho.
Really?
Yeah, kind of a... I guess that makes me a normal
millennial.
Yeah, a millennial. Makes me not hip.
I must say that is not a show that I've ever been a part of. Or is it a movie?
It's a movie. Have you ever seen the clip?
I've never actually seen American Psycho.
We'll actually just play a little bit of it because it's kind of iconic in what it says. He's like,
You've never seen
you like Huey Lewis in the News? And then he's planning to murder someone. He has all of his couches covered in plastic and newspaper set down, and he sets it on and he's saying something, and then he takes some pills and he goes, the idea is he's going crazy. And at the end of the film, spoilers for a film that came out over 20 years ago.
Well,
can you handle this?
I've never seen it.
Do you want to spoil it?
You can go ahead. I'll let you off this time.
He finds out that he didn't kill anybody. He's just going crazy.
Incredible. Incredible.
You like?
That was a big spoiler.
And Huey Lewis in the News is the backdrop to this insanity.
To this murder. Yeah, here. We'll do the clip. Here we go. Rolling a clip.
You like Huey Lewis in the News?
They're okay.
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when Sports came out in '83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
Hey, Abbershrimp.
Yes, Alan?
Why are there copies of the style section all over the place? Do you have a dog? A little chow or something?
No, Alan.
Is that a raincoat?
Yes, it is. In '87, Huey released this. Their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is "Hip to Be Square." A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
We're gonna cut it there before he.
Well, having never seen the movie, I can already tell you that clip is iconic. Absolutely iconic. Huey Lewis and the News made their way into a movie. I must say I'm pretty stoked. I thought they were pretty undervalued as a band, especially in this day and age.
Little too new wave for my tastes.
Are you more of a purist? Do you like to go back a little bit further than that?
Very, very fun. He's not wrong about "Hip to Be Square" either.
Hip to Be Square, what a fantastic.
Rachel, what's your favorite album? You're put on the spot.
In my whole life?
Sure.
On the spot, you're perched on top of a ladder with the promise of being pushed off unless you can tell us right now.
Yeah. Never go to the top rung.
And then, not to mention, you'll be pushed off if it's a bad choice.
That's that is true.
My favorite album of all time.
Of all time.
Can I get a 2-minute thought?
No.
Absolutely not. You just got to spit one out.
All right. In that case, I would say it's...
no take-backsies.
No pressure, though. No pressure.
Yeah, just, all you know, you got to give us your favorite album ever.
And if it's wrong, you will no longer be allowed to talk on this show.
Oh, thank God. In that case, Eminem's newest album that he just came out with. I don't know the name. It was the very best.
All right. Oliver, what's your favorite album?
My favorite album has got to be Dark Side of the Moon.
Look how fast that was.
For a lot of different... I didn't get to think about
it. He's a tryhard.
Yeah, he is. He is a tryhard.
In fairness, I do think that... That one definitely, it's an incredible album.
Does it for you.
And it really does do it for me. I must say, I like a lot of Pink Floyd, but that album specifically, I mean, there's a lot of notoriety about it, I think, specifically because it's so incredible. And I don't know if anyone else has heard about Dark Side of the Rainbow, but this is a conspiracy theory about the album that it actually syncs perfectly with the beginning part of The Wizard of Oz. So I encourage you all right now to bring it up on YouTube. It is a long video, you know, it is the whole album stretched out over the first 45 minutes or so of the actual film. But I must say, it is pretty astounding. And while it is just a conspiracy theory, there are some very interesting moments where the album Pink Floyd really does line up quite well with the actual movie, the original Wizard of Oz. It really is something to behold, honestly. When Dorothy gets out of the house, right, and we change from black and white to color, there's a silence on the album in suspense as she opens the door and actually goes outside as the song Money begins to play. It really is incredible, and that's about 20 minutes into the film, and it's still showing that there's some synchronization there. So pretty interesting stuff there. Interesting that in the 1960s, something like that could really occur.
Rachel, what are you looking at on your phone?
All the albums I have.
You can't take this back.
All right, that's fine. I know it myself now. I'm well aware.
Well, okay, what's your favorite album then?
Oh, am I allowed to take that old one back?
Yeah,
we'll give you one take back.
See? One take back.
See? Oh, thank you guys. Right. You're so generous. My favorite album, I don't know if you've heard of them, but the artist's name is Nigel and the Dropout, and this album is called...
Maybe we'll have to
I've heard of them. I don't know it.
Huh. Nigel and the Dropout. Interesting. Maybe we'll have to play a song in just a few moments.
Have you guys ever worn a dunce cap?
Never in my life. Actually,
I'm wearing one right now.
We can see it. Large with a point. It's going through the ceiling, actually. You can see a little hole.
Why this question?
I'm just curious. Dunce caps used to be a thing, I guess.
Yeah, like back.
Have they ever been a thing? They say that they were, but that's ridiculous.
You know what I think
they
is
that's
have.
Ridiculous.
For the Castle Fool, I'm sure they wore the dunce cap.
The dunce cap.
Yeah.
Just so people could know who
to
make fun of.
A large white pointy hat does carry a bit
more of value. Nowadays.
Not value, Will.
Well,
no, just dial that
not
back.
Value.
Just it has a bit more of a connotation these days, I think. Which
that's
is
right.
Why they dialed back the usage of
the use
dunce
of a
cap.
Dunce cap.
Yeah.
Well, no, dunce caps can look like wizard caps. Blue with stars or red with polka dots.
It's fun, and I think the whole point of a dunce cap is
to make you feel
embarrassed,
better.
Right?
Yeah. And just a plain white.
Yeah. Please call in to 91.5 WMFO. We would love to hear your comments about dunce caps. Please restrain yourself to only comments about dunce caps. We don't want to hear any talk about music or anything like that. We just really are talking about dunce caps. Now, we could talk about the mathematical equation for a cone, but we're not going to do that, are we? We're going to actually talk about jester hats.
We have
another
a couple.
Fantastic hat addition. The large protruding angles with bells on the ends. What do you think about that? Have you ever worn one of those, Will Wilson?
Yes. We have a couple engineers in the room.
We do. That's true.
Where are they?
I'm looking right at them. We have one that messes with bombs, and the other
that messes with bombs
out of electricity. So electric bombs and normal bombs.
No.
I don't think you're right on that.
For the engineers: what made you pick engineering as your focus? And more specifically, what made you pick your focus in engineering?
I was going to say, I think that's a better question. Have you ever done those career cruising things online?
Yeah.
So my junior, senior year of high school, I found my freshman year career cruising password. So I went on the site and I did the career cruising, and it told me I should be a log chopper downer person.
A lumberjack.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Which I was, that was a fair consideration.
Quick fun fact about lumberjacks. Ooh. Second highest mortality rate on the job, right below presidency. Keep going.
Quick fun fact about Rachel Paris: could not chop down a tree for the life of her.
That's false.
So would not do a very good job.
All right,
what
ahead,
type of tree? A cherry blossom? I could do that. So lumberjack is the answer. However, I just thought I'd dig a little deeper into what else they had. And so, engineering was one of the topics that I could look at. And I was like, I wonder what engineering options there are. And sure enough, nuclear engineering, which was something I had never heard of before, was listed. So I was like, that sounds pretty dank, pretty cool. And so I I clicked on nuclear engineering and, started reading about it. And there seemed to be a lot of facets of different aspects.
Facets. Good morning. Keep going.
Nuclear engineering. And so I just read about them, and I was like, wow, this seems pretty interesting, pretty cool. And, it was just true love from there.
Incredible.
What made you become an electric engineer?
It actually is a funny story. I don't want to do anything with electrical engineering. I really want to go into product development and marketing for renewable energies, which is absolutely riveting, as we all know. So I'm studying to get the background right now, and then hopefully we'll go into a business school to get some sort of product development background, so that way I could do something like that for Tesla or maybe a solar company. I'm not quite sure yet. I have a bit of time. I'm a sophomore, whereas Rachel is a senior, so I do have a bit more time than she does.
We're going to play a couple more songs before we head out of here in 7 minutes. What do you guys, anything else to say to the...
Thank you, Will Wilson. If anyone doesn't know Will Wilson, I'm sorry.
Will Wilson III, ladies and gentlemen, call in at any time and ask for him. They'll get him on the phone and he would love to talk to you.
Well, if that's it, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tune in next week.
Hi, Mom.
We won't be here next week. We won't be here for a couple weeks, but have a good break. See you soon.
pretend. I know you, girl. In all situations, but ooh, love, she was such a good girl to me. Pretty girl.